James chapter 1, verse 1, King James Version, quote, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, unquote. John Gill writes, James, a servant of God, that is, of God the Father, not by creation only, as every man is, nor merely by calling grace, as is every regenerate person, but by office, as a preacher of the gospel, being one that served God in the gospel of his Son, and was an apostle of Christ, nor is this any sufficient objection to his being one, since others of the apostles so styled themselves. Continuing on verse 1, and of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Ethiopic version reads this in connection with the former clause, without the compilation, and James, the servant of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so some consider the compilation as an explanative as who is meant by God, even the Lord Jesus Christ. But it seems best to understand them as distinct, and that this apostle was not only the servant of God the Father, but of his Son Jesus Christ, and that in the same sense, referring to his office as an apostle of Christ and minister of the Word. Continuing on, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. By whom are meant believing Jews, who were of the several tribes of Israel, which were in number, quote, 12, unquote, according to the number and the names of the 12 patriarchs, the sons of Jacob. And these were not the Christian Jews who were scattered abroad upon the persecution raised at the death of Stephen. This is found in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death, talking about Stephen's, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judah and Samaria, except the apostles. But they were the prosperity of those who had been dispersed in former captivities by the Assyrians and others, who remained in the several countries, whither they were carried. But these the gospel met with in their dispersion, and by it they were effectively called and converted, and are the same that Peter writes to in 1 Peter 1:1 and 2 Peter 1:1. 1 Peter 1:1, King James Version reads, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 reads, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And thus we read of 144,000 sealed of all the tribes of Israel, in Revelation 7, verse 4. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And to these the apostle here sends greeting, that is, his Christian salutation, wishing them all happiness and prosperity in soul and body for time and eternity. And it includes all that grace, mercy, and peace mentioned in the usual forms of salutation by the other apostles. The same form is used in Acts chapter 15, verse 23, quote, And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren sent greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, unquote. And since it was James that gave the advice there, which the rest of the apostles and elders came into, it is highly probable that the epistles sent to the Gentiles were dictated by him, and the likeness of the form of salutation may confirm his being the writer of this epistle. One thing that I do want to note is at the very beginning of this, James calls himself a servant of God, a bondsman. He doesn't exalt himself as being the priest, the preacher, the pope, anything. He puts himself as being a servant of God. he has developed into a man of prayer, as we are told, and he has maturity in his walk with God, and he has humility. So he views himself as a servant of God to follow and obey God's will. That's one thing that I took note of, that he's a servant of God, and he is a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here he is acting out for the Jews that are dispersed from Jerusalem because of the persecution that took place there. And they are dispersed, and so he's teaching them how to live the Christian walk.